the thing we've released today, which is Raspberry Pi 2, is it's about six times faster and has got about twice as much memory as the Raspberry Pi we've been selling for the last 3 years. And yeah, we've been working on it for most of that time. We've been working on it for, I think, pretty much within about a week, 2 years, so since this time in 2013.
So it offers much more functionality, doesn't it, to the previous generation? Much more memory, a faster processor, offering child coders as well. This will be welcome news for some people, won't it?
Yeah, it's much closer. This is much closer to being a PC. Yeah. I think where the previous one was a great little PC, but you had to be a bit forgiving with it because you'd only spend £25 on it. This one is just a great little PC, and we could see people using this in their houses as their primary computer.
Has this always been the problem in the past? Is persuading a generation of home computer enthusiasts that something like a Raspberry Pi could work for them? Because we're used to our computers being housed in plastic casing and having a rather homogenous look to them, aren't they? We're not used to them coming in smaller forms. We're used to the keyboard and the screen and the everything else.
Yeah, I think there's a. Actually, what's been surprising for us is how well the kind of unusual form factors work for us with children. Mm-hmm. But there is this sense that, you know, kids like having kind of secret knowledge. They like having things that their parents don't understand. And, you know, these days, often the only time a child will see, you know, the green PCB inside a product is if they drop it on the floor and accidentally break it. And so we'd always thought that we would have to, it's useful to put it in a pretty box, but primarily to appeal to the adults. Mm-hmm. The children, actually, you know, the very first time we put one in front of some children at a school in Chesterton, they had to be pretty much prized away from it because they were just fascinated by being able to see what was inside.
Yeah, children love the innards of things, don't they?
Yeah, you know, there's a number of professional engineers who, you know, recount that, you know, their first experience of engineering was taking a radio apart. Mm-hmm. Or something. And people love the insides of things.
Yeah, and the first lesson is how to put it back together again, of course, as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you know, that's so, you know, and usually they learn the one lesson and then 2 or 3 years later they learn the other lesson. Mm. So it's not always so great for the parent.
So for those trying to get their head around exactly what a Raspberry Pi is or looks like, we're talking a really small piece of kit here, and people do have to add in their own keyboard and a micro SD card as well. Yeah. And an operating system and the monitoring and the cabling that goes with it. But this is an exciting evolution for what is the core of a computer.
Yeah, it's the core of a computer. The idea is that pretty much everything else you need is something you either already own or that you can scrounge up. So the power supply is a mobile phone charger, the SD card, you can use any SD card that you've, you know, got out of a camera. Or something. These are all things, and for a display, you can use a television. But this is a great development of the device, and of course, it's a great development that's been done primarily in Cambridge.
Yeah, and which is terrific news, of course, for the tech side of the city. And you've been working closely, haven't you, chaps, with Microsoft particularly?
Indeed. So that's the other part of our big announcement today is that Windows 10, the forthcoming version of Windows, is going to be available on Raspberry Pi. And this is something we've been working with Microsoft on for the best part of a year now. And yeah, it's just really nice. There's something about the first time you see Windows booting up on a Raspberry Pi, and you think, wow, you know, that's Windows booting on my toy.
Does it feel like, in a way, you've joined the big players? Arguably, you were there anyway.
I think there is something about, you know, as a signifier of having arrived. If we sell another 500,000 Raspberry Pis, we'll be the best selling British computer of all time. So yeah, it's going much better than we could have imagined.
And the numbers are quite big already, aren't they? You've sold about 4.5 million units of the Raspberry Pi.
Yeah,
already.
So it's that 5 million mark that gets you. It's the 5 million mark that gets you into first place in Britain. We are counting. We like to pretend we don't count, but we really do. But
yeah, of course you do. And it's pocket money stuff. I mean, for the latest model, we're talking £22.
That's about right. So the latest model is 35. We priced them in US dollars. It's 35 US dollars. And the cheapest. So this is the new deluxe model. The cheapest model we offer is 20 US dollars, which I think comes in at under £15, including VAT, which is it's a lot of computing given how much I used to pay for a lot less computing when I was a kid. It's still sort of slightly boggling.
What's the reaction been today in the wider world of computing to your announcement that there's a new generation out there?
really, really, I mean, really amazing. The internet is, our website is broken at the moment. Our website is,
there's something of an irony about that, isn't there?
Our website has been, we have a fallback. So our website falls back from the kind of the full featured, full fat version of the website to a very simple static holding page. And our website is now, this is it on the static holding page? Yes.
Yeah.
It's confirmed to be on. It's confirmed to be on the static holding page at the moment.
If you're logging on, trying to find the guys at Raspberry Pi, and you're getting that page, you know, come back later when it's a little bit quieter.
Well, the static holding page does have the story on it, so you can at least read it while you're waiting for the full website to come back.